This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. To support the victims and community of last year's Evergreen High School shooting, the U.S. Justice Department has awarded Colorado $1.3 million. Last September, two students were shot and injured by another student at the school who took his own life. Federal officials say the funds will provide counseling to the victims, reimburse the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office for overtime pay, and provide a trauma recovery coordinator at Evergreen High School. The north rim of the Grand Canyon is reopened following last year's devastating wildfires. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, some businesses and trails are back, but fire damage is hard to miss.
The Dragon Bravo fire destroyed about 145,000 acres and a famous historic hotel, so visitors to the reopened viewpoints and hiking trails need to manage their expectations. Melinda Rush Marshall manages the Jacob Lake Inn, a hotel on the North Rim.
There is going to be fire damage, and I think for some people that's hard to see, but what they're going to experience is seeing all of the range of fire.
Rush Marshall says she was surprised to see a lot of international visitors after increased admission prices to the national park. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
In Denver and Colorado Springs today, highs in the 60s. For the Springs, a chance for afternoon thunderstorms and likely rain tonight. For Denver, a chance for rain tonight. This is CPR News and KRCC.